Robert MacDonald is President Obama's choice to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs out of scandal and mismanagement, and today MacDonald is in front of the Senate for his confirmation hearing. He is a former CEO of Procter & Gamble. He has spent most of his career with the company that sells products like laundry detergent and diapers. And to learn what this nominee could bring to the VA, we are joined now by NPR congressional reporter Elsa Chang. Hi.
Hi.
How unusual was the president's choice when he tapped MacDonald to become the next VA secretary?
It was pretty unusual. I mean, typically the kind of people nominated for this position are retired generals. Now, MacDonald does have some ties to the military. He graduated near the top of his class at West Point and then served 5 years in the Army, where he rose to the rank of captain. But the White House's decision to nominate MacDonald signals a very different direction. It means the administration thinks that what the VA needs right now is a really great manager, someone who can quickly resuscitate an agency that's been mired in inertia, mismanagement, and lack of accountability.
And what about a career at Procter & Gamble would lead the White House to think that MacDonald would lead an agency like the VA?
Well, first of all, its size. Procter & Gamble has about 127,000 employees. It owns some 300 brands worldwide. It's a complex, sprawling operation, just like the VA, which has about 300,000 employees. And there's this thinking that someone trained to listen to what customers want might actually help deliver more responsive, better services to veterans. But here are the differences. Unlike in a business where executive decisions can come down more swiftly, MacDonald would have to work in a large, cumbersome federal bureaucracy that often gets stonewalled by Congress. If he needs more money to do something, he'll have to show up for congressional hearings and get both chambers to pass it. And that's no easy task. I mean, look at what's happening right now. Both houses have agreed the VA is in crisis and needs immediate legislation to help revamp the system. But that bill's been stymied for more than a month and a half now.
Well, MacDonald testified today. What kinds of ideas did he propose to help reform the VA system?
Well, first he talked about how the VA is this loosely connected system of individual administrations and that he plans to reintegrate that system so that every employee is measured against what he calls a central strategic plan, just like at Procter & Gamble. He'll more actively recruit doctors right out of medical school so they can start their careers at the VA and remain there for years, just as many people, including himself, started their careers at Procter & Gamble and, you know, while they were young and worked their way up from the bottom. And finally, MacDonald says accountability will be key for him.
It's unconscionable to me that you have an organization where the first stated value is integrity, yet you have people lying. And you have people tolerating it. The West Point Honor Code says we don't lie, cheat, steal, but we don't tolerate people who do. You don't want people in your community lying.
Basically, the key message MacDonald telegraphed today is that he's going to be around everywhere. Every senator will have his cell phone number, but whether he will get the adequate funds to make transformations possible will still be up to Congress. That said, he's expected to be confirmed easily, and they're expecting a floor vote on him next week before the August break.
Okay, thanks, Elsa.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Elsa Chang at the Capitol.